Blog Talk Radio.
And there's our cue, everyone, and welcome to our Jora call on this wonderful April the 21st, 2024. So I guess we'll go ahead and get started. So I'm going to go ahead and Zaria is now unmuted. Hello, Zaria.
Hello.
Yes. Okay. So I hope everyone can hear me loud and clear.
I hear you very loud and clear.
Okay. All right. Well, it seems like things are really, how would I like to describe what is happening in our world and within, you know, our own private family situations, as well as where you are and where you're what you're thinking and what you're doing. So much is just still kind of like movement. It's a lot of movement. It's a lot of movement out in our world with all the financial situations, with all of the different countries, the Middle East, the United States. This is a worldwide occurrence as far as where people are uncertain about where things are at. People are afraid. People are confused. People are depressed. And so here we are. So where are you in all of this commotion? So it's not stable as we would like it to be. It's not evolved like we wish it were already. We wish we were already have ascended. We wish we already have awakened fully. So a lot of things that are still kind of, we're not quite where we'd like to be at in terms of our goals spiritually for a lot of people. And then a lot of people are also very much suffering. Because they don't have a job, they feel uncertain about their jobs, they're not happy with the family situation or the relationships. And these are things that are still part of our transition. At least what we do know is let's work with what we do know, and let's work with what is at present. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to Zaria and we'll go from there. But before I do that, I just want to let people kind of know a little bit more. We'll have Zora and Zaria speak and uplift and let us know where they're at, et cetera. But the other part of it also is, which is what I'm going to be speaking about later, a little later, and that is about the here and now stuff, the things that we are presently involved in, and what we can do on our part to be able to move in that higher road that we want to take. So, Zaria, the platform is all yours. Thank you.
Okay. So, well, I'm going to be reading from Diane Robin's book, Messages from the Hollow Earth, and we're going to be talking about synchronicity, imagination, and rebirth. Okay, the narrator of this is going to be Mikos. I am Mikos, and today I will talk about our lives within the globe and how synchronicity guides our every movement and thought. For we are within the unity consciousness that prevails in our universe. And once within this frequency of consciousness, you have access to all thoughts and information that exist within this wave band. This is the path that is opening up to the surface dwellers. This is the path that, if you follow it, will lead you into the emergence with all of us underground and all life in the universe. once you are in within unity consciousness, all falls into place as you are in synchronicity with all life everywhere in the universe, not just on Earth. This is how opportunity comes to you out of the blue. Well, the blue is the universe, and once your path becomes known to all is at your beck and call to arrange the instances and occurrences and resources you need to complete your mission on Earth. It is being in the universal flow of our universe. This is where we exist. As we live underground, we are in contact with all life in our universe and can see and hear and feel all that occurs. This is why our lives are so magical underground. It's not the depth of the earth that determines this, but the width of our consciousness. And our consciousness expands with our universe. The universe as we and we are one. And so you are one with all that is. And as the incoming energies flow and integrate within you, your connection with life will increase until you become fully connected, resulting in unity consciousness. Once this occurs, magic becomes commonplace, not an elusive goal. As your life absorbs the magic of being connected again to all life everywhere, and you suddenly find yourself in God's arms, fully secure and fully protected. This is where the intense energies being directed to you from the great central sun of our galaxy are taking you. They are taking you back home to the frequency you all left behind when you came to Earth on your missions. We in Hollow Earth carried this frequency with us and because of this seclusion, we were able to maintain our unity consciousness and have been waiting for you to join us by raising your consciousness and frequency. Once you make this connection, all Earth goes up in flame, the ascension flame, and moves up into the higher dimensions of evolution as quick as a wink. No time elapses between being there on the surface and being here in unity consciousness. So make this trip with us, for the journey will take you and take your soul to Nirvana. In the Hollow Earth, we all we think we create, for we are conscious of each thought and conscious of each outcome. Therefore, we can create exactly what we desire to enhance our already perfect lives. It's not hit or miss like it is on the surface, where you create both what you want and what you don't want, thereby bringing confusion and difficulties into your lives at the same time you're trying to perfect it. And it then seems that you are going nowhere. We understand this process you go through, and we've been watching you for a millennia on our underground computer monitor screens. You take one step forward and one step back as you try to resolve all the difficulties and break through all the obstacles in your life. Soon, all the destructive forces will be revealed and removed from the surface so that you are not picking up and reflecting their negativity into your lives. The veil of Maya has been pierced and will begin seeing the politicians and laws for what they really are, which are barriers to life, not promoters as they profess to be. We have no negative interferences in Hollow Earth. This is why our lives mirror perfection. And soon the surface will have no negative interference, for God's energy will not integrate with negativity. And these negative entities will not survive the influx of energies, which will only increase in intensity. The Earth's ascension is now assured, and your desire to live only in the light is fully assured too. Once you cross the energy line, you will suddenly discover us and all life everywhere in our universe. It has only been the veil of Maya that has caused this separation in your perception of what exists and what doesn't exist. It is your field of vision that has been blurred. For we have always been here in your time, waiting for you to put in the corrective lenses of higher consciousness that will allow you to see us. We know you as brothers and sisters who have temporarily lost your way over the last 12 million years of surface time. Through your consciousness, you are finding your way back to who you really are and defining the kind of life you would really want to live. The life you live now seems like freedom to your blurred vision, but as your higher consciousness focuses the lens of life, you are seeing that this freedom is really slavery in disguise, when you have to work long hours for basic necessities that are really free, then you are in slavery. You are chattel. The electromagnetic grids surrounding Earth can supply you with all the energy you need for free. Your governments know this, and they use it for themselves. This is your way. This is their way to keep you in debt. Indebtedness is slavery, not freedom. The longer the hours you spend daily on your jobs, the more unbalanced your lives become. It isn't the money you need. It's the time to reflect on your lives and time to spend outdoors in nature. This is the meaning of freedom, having the time to bring your lives to fruition, to bring your dreams into reality, to bring your lives back into balance, and to bring your families back together again into a strong framework of unity. In the Hollow Earth, our families are in total harmony, and we support one another fully in everything we do. We always have our evening meals together and always have time to sing and dance after dinner. We really understand the term fun. It is a large part of our lives. We dictate these messages to you to give you life support from the Hollow Earth. We are your life support system from underground, and we will continue to our flow of energy to you until you have fully recovered from your surface life and make the transition to consciousness to our higher realm of existence. We are combining our light into one mighty beacon and sending it through the crust of the earth to your surface population, where it is received in your hearts. Our life inside Earth is always warm, sunny, and peaceful, and our spirits are always dancing with the light of God inside. This eternal, internal reflection of the light of God is what illuminates our minds and bodies and forms a halo of glowing light around us, emanating from within. You too can externally reflect your internal light. Just concentrate on your electronic current of light energy running through your spine and magnify it through you. Know that this current connects you to the great central sun, instantly electrifying you with the great light of 1,000 suns. Just see it, feel it, and know it. You are a mighty sun. Your light alone can power all the appliances and electrical generators on Earth. This is how powerful you all are. And once you all come into your knowing and discovery of yourself, you won't need to pay electric or heating bills, for you will provide your own internal heat and your own light so that it so that the elements around you adapt to your vibrational flow and raise up all life within your energy field. This is the true mastership. This is the true you. So focus only on the light and love within you, and slowly and gradually you will raise the frequency of our sweet earth into a raising ascension tide which cannot be stopped, but will only gain momentum and velocity, and like a mighty ocean wave will crash on the beaches of the fifth density, spilling you all onto its shores. I am Mikos, and the ocean tide and showering you with our waves of love from below. And this is our message to you. Enjoy.
That was beautiful, Zaria.
I know.
So you from Hollow Earth,
before me and my sister came to the surface, we enjoyed life to the fullest. Meaning, we went where we wanted to go with no restriction. We went and we climbed mountains and we never got tired because the gravity in Earth is a lot lesser inside than on the surface of this planet. Now understand, as you were taught in school, the center of gravity is in the center of the Earth. Wrong answer. It is in the center of your Earth's crust. Your Earth's crust is only 800 miles thick. That's how the distance between us and you on the surface is 800 miles. Now, 400 miles into the Earth's crust is the center of gravity. That's where the center of gravity is located, 400 miles into the Earth's crust. At the 400-mile mark is where you find compressed pockets of magma. This is what creates volcanoes. The magma is not coming from the center of your planet. Your planet is hollow. Your planet has a civilization living within it from the inner side of the Earth's crust. And we are in complete and total harmony. And we are protected from your outer influences by way of energy fields that we have placed at the north and south in top and bottom of your planet. Now, there are entrances there. And so it keeps out all the bad weather, it keeps out all the bad stuff, influences and stuff like that, out of our world. But also understand that only goes so far. So what you need to do is raise your consciousness and start doing that today. If you have wonderful weather outside, go out, get into Mother Nature with your family and feel the energy flow that is coming right up through the earth into your feet. If you're walking barefoot, all the better. But if you don't want to walk barefoot, at least wear moccasins or something like of that nature. Don't wear shoes with rubber soles because that separates you from Mother Earth. You want to have direct contact with Mother Earth when you're out in Mother Nature. And the best way to do it is to find a tree you want to sit next to and put your back up against that tree and put your bare feet flat on the ground. Then you become grounded to Terra Christa. And you become part of her. And she becomes part of you. She is your roots. Understand, the sidewalks and the asphalt and concrete of cities separate you from your support system, which is Terra Christa, the earth. If you were to follow my suggestion and go out and put your back up against a tree, if you're in a city, go to a park. Put your back up against a tree in the park and take your shoes and socks off and put them on the ground. And you will instantly feel the energy coming up through your feet into your being. And as it does, enhances your being. It helps your consciousness to raise. It helps your vibrations to become in balance. Right now, a lot of chaos on the surface of this planet is because of imbalance of your beings. Okay? Understand the chaos, the attacks on Israel and vice versa, Iran, all of this could be avoided if they but stop and hug a tree, put their backs against a tree and their feet flat on the ground. They wouldn't have conflicts. But they're so caught up in their wanting to control everything, and they control nothing. Terra Christa is in control. I can assure you of that. You are guests on this world. You are stewards of this world, and you need to act like it. You need to take your sovereignty back away from these warmongers. Okay? You have more power in your little finger than the entire government has. Only you don't know it. Because you have never been told or never been taught or shown that you have this power. I can show each and every one of you on this call how you have power to purify water with your own hands. I can show you how with that same gesture you can purify everything you eat. Why? Because you are more than what you think you are. You are gods and goddesses. You've heard me say it before, but I haven't broke it down for you. But I'm breaking it down for you now. You are gods and goddesses. That's just the way it is. In your Old Testament, the Dead Sea Scrolls, God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities. The powers and ability part was taken out completely because the powers that want to be King James didn't want you to know that you are powerful beings. And if he had to have his little bit in there where he says, if you only believe in my name. Listen, you got nothing. These are not the words of Jesus. These are the words of King James. It's like that in all the Bibles. The New Scofield, the New American Standard, whatever, they all say the same thing. But they do not say the proper completion of that scripture. God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities. That's in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Anyone who has read them knows this. And your seminaries doesn't teach it to their ministers to teach it to you. Why? Because they're afraid that if they do, they lose their power of control. Now understand, what I'm telling you is all verifiable. Go within yourselves and you'll verify everything I just said. Your spirit will jump for joy when you address it to them. Your goddess or god within your being is what you term as your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is your god or goddess of your being. Not just a subconscious understanding. They say subconscious because they don't want you to know it's really the god within you or the goddess within you. If you two were to understand this, you would take your power back. You would take your authority back. And the government would have to listen to you because you have the answers that they need. You have the ability to bring peace to this world, to bring peace to the surface. You have it in your being to do that. and you've only been taught just a little bit, minute, by your religions, but not the full picture. I'm giving you the full picture. You all have the ability to reclaim peace and bring peace to this planet. You don't need to let them continue controlling you. You're quite capable of controlling yourselves. All of you are the inheritors of this world. Many of you are from other worlds. Many of you are from other galaxies. Many of you are from other universes. However, you chose to come to this earth to experience life. That's why you're here, to experience life. But you have been, the veil that's here has clouded your perception, and the veil is lifting. My Father's seeing to that. Source is seeing to that. Yeshua is seeing to that. When he walked the planet, he gave a message to the people, and he showed them how they were gods and goddesses. That's how they were healed instantly, because they realized who they were. And that's how the healing, that's when the healing took place. When they realized who they truly were, because Yeshua told them who they were. He gave the knowledge to his disciples to go out and give the message to others, to heal the sick. Everything he did, he gave them the authority to do the same thing. But you have that within you. It's in every single cell of your body. Remember, you're not your body. Your body is a vessel. Your body is a house for your soul. Your soul is eternal. It doesn't end. No one dies on this planet. Everyone ascends. Everyone who has lost their lives whether it's through war, accident, murder, or whatever, they ascended. That was their time to ascend, and they did. They moved into a higher plane of existence, what we call the fifth density. No one dies on this planet. Get that through your head. No one dies. Everyone ascends in one of two ways. You either take your body with you, or you leave it behind for cremation or to have it buried. But you also have the ability and the choice to either take it with you, in which case, when you take it with you, your body would begin to glow a golden white light, and your body would be gone. That's the preferred way of ascension. However, people don't always choose that path. They allow their body to cease to function. Their soul continues on. It never dies. So the body is just a vessel, a flesh and blood vessel. But your essence, your soul, continues on. It's eternal. It is immortal. You cannot end a soul. Understand? Now, I want to address one other thing to you hunters out there. You're under the false assumption that deers don't have a soul. Well, I can assure you they do. Everything that breathes has a soul. Every creature that breathes has a soul. Does that surprise you? It shouldn't, because you are one with them. Now, what do I mean by that? It's simple. You and Mother Nature are one, meaning you're one with that deer you shoot. And when you shoot a deer, you're killing that, you're taking the life of a soul, of a creature. The soul continues on, but the vessel is gone. The vessel has been done away with prematurely. So all you people who have these trophies on your wall, come to know, in reality, you're murderers. Every single one of you who go out and hunt animals, you are murderers. Plain and simple. Because every creature on this earth that breathes, that has eyes and a mouth and a nose, has a soul. Just accept it for what it is. That is the way it is. When you go out and you hunt game, you are committing murder. You don't get punished for it because there's no law against it. There should be, but there's no law against it, so you do it. Not thinking what you're actually doing. Every animal's head that's on your wall is a representation of the life you took, that you murdered, just out of sport. How does that really make you feel now? Okay, I've said my piece. I'm going to let my father come through now. And he might continue with my line of thought. I don't know. But I'm going to let him have his say. Okay? I've said my part, and I've given you the facts, and they're not just words. Take them to your heart, which is in your chest cavity. Your thinking, processing mind is in your chest, not in your between your ears.
Okay, Zaria, we'll wait for your father.
I'll let my father explain that. Okay. Anyway.
How about this? Something also that is uplifting, Zora.
What?
Something uplifting would be nice also. Thank you.
That is what I just said is uplifting.
Well, I think that, we have heard this
be
before. Well, I think it
Others
is. Well, I think it brings...
There's some on the call that are new. They haven't heard it. Well, they heard it now.
All right.
But
okay. All right.
So I'm going to shut up now.
Okay. All right. So for
Beloved
those of you
gods
that are
and
new.
Goddesses.
Oh, hey, Zora, can I just tell the people also before you begin?
Of course you may. Go right ahead.
For the people that are new, just understand that when Zora comes through, Zaria, of course, we see that. Most people know that as channeling. However, what occurs actually is that Billy is they've reversed roles. So Zoraya no longer is in her body. She's gone, and now Zora is now taking over her body. So she is where Zora was, and now we have Zoraya or Billy that's here with us now. So that's called trance channeling instead. So it's not the body. It's not Billy. It's not Zoraya and Zora.
Beloved,
the same body.
Beloved Quasar, it's sure. More. Than channeling.
Yeah, it's more than that. Yeah, I understand. I'm just trying to tap in.
It is a lot more than channeling.
Yeah.
We trade essences.
Correct.
And so I'm able to use her faculties, her voice, and her body to convey my messages to you.
Okay.
So... that being said,
how about something uplifting, Zora?
Uplifting?
Yes,
well,
I think that from my point of view anyways, I think that understanding, you know, that anyone that has a soul is a creature like we are, whether they're dogs and, you know, birds
dogs,
or whatever.
Cats or birds or
whatever. Yes, we understand that. I'm pretty
they
sure
all
most of the people here understand that. Right, exactly. So I think we need to just make sure that we are always sending them, you know, our love and appreciation for who they are and that we're all in on this planet sharing so many of the same attributes.
And we're all one.
And that we all have a soul. Exactly. Okay.
And that we
take
are all one.
Take up. Sure.
As well.
All right, so all yours. Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Now, beloved gods and goddesses, as because that is what you are, understand, as my beloved Zoraya had told you, understand he wasn't trying to condemn you or anything of that nature. He was just bringing what you call facts to the surface. Of what you did not know. So anyway, uplifting. Well, let me think. Before I go any further, I want to know, I'll put it this way. Everyone who has a headband, put them on. Do you have yours on, Quasar?
I most certainly do.
Good. Everyone who has a headband, take it and put it on. It will do you no good hanging in a closet. It will do no good in a safe. It does you no good unless it's on your head. I'll give you a few moments to go ahead and get the headbands and put them on your head. Those that have them. And those that need to have them need to go to helpingtorise.com, Christine Light's website, and order a headband. We have yet to get a hold of her to see if she will drop the price for time. But we will do this. So, now, that person that is in Dallas, Texas, your headband is doing you no good hanging on a nail in your closet. Take it out and put it on your head. The surprises that I know where you are and what you're doing and what you're not doing. Trust me, I know. Anyway, and I observe everything on the surface. Now that that's out of the way, now everyone who has a headband, I want you to rub your hands together and place one hand over each temple, and we are going to energize your headbands. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
Five, four, three, two, one, we receive.
From the gods or goddesses of your being, you're receiving my energy flow that is going into your headbands globally.
And we know it.
I will give you a few moments to absorb that, and we will continue.
What do you see, Zora, as we are doing this?
What do I see?
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot.
I guess I'm thinking more about energy, Zora.
I see energies too. And I'm sending energies to all of you right now.
You are. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
As I'm talking, I'm sending energies to each and every one of you.
And how far is our energy moving?
You,
how far out?
I'm sending you healing energies into your bodies to replenish them, to restore them. Everyone on this call is receiving my energy, and they are feeling it, every single one of them.
And how far out is our energy light moving, Zora?
Around each individual?
Well, or beyond? Yes? No?
Well, currently, there are people who have the energy flowing from them, a period of 50 to 100 feet around them. So you're very powerful beings in your own right. You have just never been taught it or shown that you have this power that we're speaking of. Every single one of you have the power to heal each other and others. Every single one of you on this planet, from the smallest child to the eldest of elder, is either a god or goddess, and a healer too. In the beginning, we gave you that ability when you were created. We gave you that ability. Not only were you created in our image, but you were also created with our powers and abilities, too. So what I do, you can do also. When Yeshua was walking the earth, he said, marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do, if you only know that you can. And that's the message he gave to the disciples. And when they realized the power they possessed, they were able to go out and heal the sick. They were also able to turn water into wine, walk on water. Does that surprise you? It shouldn't. Many people do that even today, walk on water.
Can we put our hands down now, Zora?
Oh, of course. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Anyway, now you have fully energized headbands, and many of you are seeing more than you thought you would see. Wearing the headband, many of you are probably seeing colors or images within your third eye. And that's good. Those of you who have better headbands, you can close your eyes and you can visualize and see Hollow Earth. And see the wondrous sights and sounds coming from Hollow Earth. We send that to you through the headbands. It's a form of communication. It's a communication device, as well as it's a receiver and transceiver as well, a transmitter and transceiver. You don't need to call long distance. Each and every one of you who have headbands are interconnected to the point where if you were to focus, you could communicate one with another, others who have headbands on. You could communicate your thoughts to them and vice versa. In Hollow Earth, we hardly ever talk with our mouths. Our communication is telepathic. There's no need to talk. For the universal language is telepathy. All of you have the ability, but you've never been shown how to access it. Well, I'm going to give you a lesson on how to do that. It's very simple. If you have a mate, practice with each other. Both of you sit down on the floor or out in Mother Nature, if you wish. Back to back. You have a mate, go back to back. Not necessarily have to, if you're alone, go out and put your back against a tree and feet flat on the ground. But if you have a partner, then put your backs together, bare feet on the ground, and then become silent. No talking. Just have yourself back-to-back, skin-to-skin contact. And then make sure you don't have a cell phone with you or any distractions. Then begin to listen to one in each other. And begin to project your thoughts to your mate and vice versa. If you do it as instructed, you'll find you'll be able to communicate one with the other without even moving your lips. And once you master that, the rest is easy. then you'll be able to be walking out in public, communicating with your friends that have the same practice. Without even talking, you'll be able to communicate with one another. And it gets very, very, very fun to do it, especially in public. But you can hone those skills and you can learn to communicate without speaking. Does that surprise you? That you are able to do this? Well, you can. As long as you know you can. The steps for learning telepathy are pretty simple. If you're a single person, you simply go out into Mother Nature, you put your bare back against the tree, and your bare feet flat on the ground, where you become one with the tree and communicate with the tree. And trust me, you will communicate with it, and vice versa, it will communicate with you. Once you've mastered that, then you can move on to higher forms of life, such as domestic animals, or wild animals, for that matter. And once you've learned that, then you go to the higher forms of life forms, such as known as man. But I gave you a shortcut. By, if you have a mate, go back to back, skin-to-skin contact. Leave your cell phones out in the drawer, your iPads or whatever, computers. Those are all distractions. Leave all that at home and go out and go with the determination and with the, what you call commitment, to do what I'm telling you to do. And you'll find that you'll be able to begin communicating telepathically with your friends or with your mate. Try it. You'll like it. With your power going through your hands, you can help a plant that looks like it's dead. You can help a plant that has no life in it, bring life back into it. You simply rub your hands together and you put them on either side of the base of the plant. And you simply talk to it and give it life. Give life back to it. You have that ability to do that. Understand, when Yeshua raised Lazarus, he did it as an example, showing people of the power they have, the power they possess, to raise Lazarus from a deep sleep, or what you would term death. You have that same ability, all of you. You have the ability to restore missing limbs if you are on the right mindset and frequency and consciousness. You can do it. You just have to know that you can. And I can, trust me, you can. Every one of you on this call have the ability to heal others, to heal yourself. If you see, I'll give you an example. Those of you out who are out there that have arthritis in your knees, simply rub your hands together and put one hand on the outside of each knee. On the outside of your knee, skin-to-skin contact, your hands on the outside of that knee, right knee, and simply go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. To your knee. And then you say, from the God or Goddess of my being, the arthritis that was is no more. And I know it. The moment you say, I know it, you'll notice the pain and aching in your knee from the arthritis that was is no more. Those of you out there who have arthritis, you know what to do to stop your pain, to do away with the arthritis that's no longer there. But let me caution you, once you do this, be committed in accepting the healing. And never doubt it. Never doubt your ability that you were born with. Each and every one of you on this call has that ability to heal yourselves, to heal the arthritis that was in your limbs, to get rid of it. If you have arthritis in your fingers, very simple. You rub your hands together, keep them together, as if you were praying. You keep them together, and you simply say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. From the God or Goddess of my being, the arthritis that was in my fingers is gone. And I know it. Keep your hands together for like 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, make a fist and you'll find the pain's gone. I'm giving you a simple technique that you can use to show yourself that you are gods. You are goddesses. You are healers. You don't need me to heal you. You can heal yourselves. I have no problem working with you, showing you how to heal. And I will. However, I'm telling you that you also have the power to heal yourselves. You have the power to heal your neighbors, your friends. If you're out and about and you see someone that's suffering, ask them if you would like them, you'd like for you to take their suffering away. If they say yes, then do it. You've got the power to do it. And you've been shown how to do it. So what's stopping you? I'll tell you what's stopping you. Fear. Fear that you can't do it. Well, you can. Fear is the greatest enemy to having a peaceful life. Fear is the robber of healing. Do away with fear. And there's no stopping you.
Could I tag along with that, Dora?
Do away with fear. Go ahead. Absolutely.
Okay, I think that was pretty uplifting, and I think that was really very magical as far as your information. But I'd like to also share with people, you know, something I was looking at recently and heard, and I thought this might be also appropriate for this message, you know, about getting out of fear. So before I start doing that, and I felt, and I know we only have for another 45 minutes or so, and I do have a few other things that I'd like to ask you, Zora, and to comment on, and as we continue on the call. So to start with, I would like to be able to share with everyone some information. I think everyone knows that I had put at the top of our newsletter information regarding the great composer, Ludwig Beethoven. Okay, hold on a second. And I also, so I'm going to say a few other words. Okay, so here.
Go right
so
ahead.
Let's just go ahead.
You're on a roll.
Now, okay, so I want to ask people this. So you see if you can find, if you know who this is. This person was 4 years old before he could speak and 7 before he could read. Teachers said he would never amount to much. Now you tell me who that really was about. Albert Einstein, Nobel Prize winner, a genius. Another one. Due to poor grades in high school, he was rejected 3 times by the University of Southern California School of Cinematic Arts. Rejected 3 times. You know who that is. Poor grades in high school, rejected 3 times, but, you know, from USC School of Cinematic Arts. Steven Spielberg. Another one. Her book was denied 30 times. She was told repeatedly, sorry, but that it wouldn't be it wouldn't make a good book. And that was J.K. Rowling, the writer of Harry Potter. So, and then I'm just going to, and then finally I just like to say, he was fired from a newspaper for not being creative enough. They said he lacked imagination and had no good ideas. Wonder who that was. Walt Disney. And I'm going to say one more. So she's, and here's her. This person, she was fired from her job after her boss told her that she was too emotional and not fit for television. Who was that? Come on, you guys can check. You can guess. Oprah Winfrey. So of all of these people, what they did is they overcame many obstacles and many doubters and had the rare courage to create a life that was true to them. So they continued to follow what they actually wanted to do in their life. And in so doing, they gave back to the world. So many people find themselves very comfortable in what we call a comfort zone. That's where you have no risk taking. You feel like this is where I want to be, right? And however, the next episode in terms of comfort zone. And the reason why they're there is because of the things that are missing. So they have great fear. They have a lack of confidence, affected by others' opinions, feeling, to blame other people for their prediction or their situation and complain. That's part of that fear zone that Zara was talking about, not getting out of that zone. So how do we move away from the comfort zone, and fear is keeping us in that comfort zone? Well, I guess as they say, you have to face your fears, right? So if you're afraid of flying because, oh, the plane is going to crash, or the doors are going to open and we're all going to die or ascend, right? Or afraid of heights, where I can't climb a ladder because I'm gonna fall, right? And so you face those fears. And so if you're afraid of heights, go and climb that ladder a few times, and then that fear will dissolve. Or if you're afraid of heights, then begin to go skydiving or something. Do something. Or afraid of water, because you can't swim. Well, it takes hard work. It took a great deal of work for these great ones, some of these great ones, to achieve what they did. They just had their focus on their goals, and no matter what, they went forward to attain it. And in regards to healing, of course, you know, we always have great teachers, great mentors, great motivators, you know, that can help us along. But in the long run, again, as Zora always said, it is us. We're the ones that are the obstacles, and all in regards to how we think. The mind is taking over. Remember that your mind is a servant of yours. Don't let your mind take over. It is your servant. You tell your mind that you can do it. You tell your mind that you can overcome whatever it is that's keeping it in the way of your goals. And then once you begin to let go of some of these obstacles and see obstacles only as an opportunity to be better, to be stronger, to be more resilient, and to have the courage to be more disciplined, to continue to go and forge on your path, then you have, once you get to a point where, you know what, I really want to write that book, and I'm not going to stop until I get it done. I know that I'm going to open up my third eye, or no, I know I'm going to be moving into the fifth dimension now. And what do I have to do? It's not, you know, writing a book and being, you know, said you can't do it, and it takes 30 publishers or whatever to get to someone who says, yes, I think your work is incredible. That takes a great deal of doing. So it takes great courage and takes great discipline and determination to get to where you need to be. And that is where we all are right now on the surface of our planet, because we know our destination. But what are we doing to achieve that destination? We are still moving along. So we can move as snails, or we can go ahead and forge forward. So being uncomfortable is part of becoming comfortable. Being uncomfortable sometimes is what is necessary to be able to be a great athlete. You know, whether you're a gymnast or an ice skater, whether it's football or whatever, it has taken them grueling amounts of practice after practice, et cetera, et cetera. So you are the creator of your life. So what is it that you really, truly want to create? What do you want as your legacy to leave behind for others? So that's really basically what I wanted to say in regards to everything that Zora has mentioned and everything that Billy has mentioned as well regarding where we stand or where you stand personally on your own very unique, beautiful journey. Everyone on this planet, this is the reason why we are all here. We have something very special to share. something very special that brings us all together in terms of the consciousness that we are collectively. And again, everyone plays a huge part of it, in it. And that's why Zora is here, Zoraya is here. All of you over there that are listening to our calls, you are the leaders of our transition into the ascension as we transition into the next dimension, the next density of our goals. So, anyways, that being said, now before we go forward from there, Zora, did you have anything else to say? Otherwise, I need to bring in pragmatic, practical things that. I would like to see if you could assist us with understanding more of it. And you know what I'm going to ask, right, Sarah?
Well, before you do that, why don't you bring my beloved through for a few moments?
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me see.
You thought I'd forgot about that, right?
Yeah. Well, my own thinking was, well, what are the things that I needed to be able to discuss, Laura? Beloved gods and goddesses, it is I, Soraya. The first thing that I put into Quasar's mind is, the world is in your hands. And so be it. Everything in life is in your hands, not anyone else's. You are all gods and goddesses. You are all these beautiful sparkles of light and love. Do not forget this. Ever make this daily, a daily intention that always to remind yourself that it is not in your head where you can always only think of, oh, what are we having for breakfast or what are we going to do today? It's more than this. It's more about the love and the light that you are. Emanate this. Radiate this. Get out of your homes and share this love and light. It doesn't matter where you go, but always find a refuge for yourself to become that love and light more so by going out in nature. This is why living in cities only brings forth the mindset of what is you feel essential to living here on your planet. That's why we always endorse living out into the country where you can be one with nature, truly. And then you will not be, so consumed with all of things that most people are so always immersed in, whether it's phones or computers or other things that are superficial. Be outside of superficiality now. It is time for you to go beyond what you feel is okay. Go beyond to understanding who you truly are. You are more than this body. You're not this body at all. You are not the illnesses. You are not the incapabilities that you think you have. None of that is true. You are supreme sovereign beings of love and light. You are the answer in all that is. It's for you to understand that you are all that is needed in order to be able to go beyond this veil, to move beyond this 3D, 4D. Once you are able, and you are now all evolving in your understanding, and we see this as a beautiful journey for all of you, and even the masters are learning as well, you know, as far as their situations, as they are feeling the crunches of the financial problems that are around the world, and as far as the political situations that are really devastating for many and feel they have no power. But your love and your light overcomes all of this, and together, and you don't have to be in a group, but individually take this time for yourself to be able to share your love and your light throughout, because energy is everything. Do not forget this. Do not forget who you truly are. As amazing, amazing gods and goddesses of love, of light, of source. That's who you are. Time to do what you wish. Take time for mammals, family, and friends. Be there for them. You are each other's brother and sister, to help and hold each other's hands to go forward into the next entity of love and light, to be again who you have always, always been, very beginning. This is your journey. It is a beautiful journey, and we thank you all so much for doing this. This is the ultimate example for the universe to watch and to see all of the beings, all of the ETs, as you call them, everyone is looking upon your Terra Crista, our Terra Crista, and seeing how you evolve into the next density of light. Finding your way back home, and you are on that path. And we thank you. Much love to all of you. So be it. Hey, Zora?
No.
Hello?
Indeed. Indeed.
I don't know where that came from. All right, Zora. Huh. I've got to kind of regain my... I have to regain my composure here.
All right. Now you can talk about your products.
It's a lot of exchange of energy.
Hmm?
A lot. It's a lot of exchange
of
energy.
It's good for you to do it once in a while.
I get so caught up.
More frequency, you know, less frequency.
All right. Well, before I go on to discussing some things, Zora, maybe you could tell us a little bit about what's happening in our world, including the RV and including financials and wars and things like that. Kind of let us know where things are at this stage of the game, in this particular time, as we call it here.
All right. Well, first off, let us talk about the current events going on over in the Middle East concerning Israel and the neighboring countries that are giving them a hard time. Understand that, first off, there will never be what you call, what we term as a nuclear exchange, nuclear warheads. They will not be allowed. So your world will never experience the horrors of a nuclear war, ever. It cannot be allowed. Because understand, there are two great entrances on the top and bottom of your world that would take you, if you were to traverse them, would take you right into Hollow Earth, into our domain. And we are protected to a point. But also understand that fallout goes with wind. If there was an explosion, nuclear explosion near the North Polar opening, the fallout would find its way into Hollow Earth and which would cause us issues. And this cannot be allowed. So if it cannot be allowed, then naturally we're not going to allow you to decimate your planet either. Those that are trying to cause or create havoc and trying to create a war between Israel, the United States, Iran, and Russia, and China are barking up the wrong tree, because we will not allow them to decimate the planet, period. We've shown you this in the past when an asteroid was on a collision course with your planet. They call it the Russian meteor on YouTube. If you watch it on YouTube, you would see an object coming toward the Earth, a meteor, they called it. But in actuality, it was an asteroid. And it was much larger than they led you to believe. They said it was about the size of what you call a Volkswagen. No, it was not. It was 100 times that size. It was 150 miles in diameter. Had it struck your planet, we would not be talking at this moment. My ship was dispatched to deal with it. I caught up with it, dematerialized my craft, rematerialized within the center of its core, and then exited out the front. And it imploded over Russia. Obliterated, literally. That was an outward showing right there that you are protected by the Galactic Federation of Planets. By the way, you're welcome. Same thing with a nuclear war. We will not allow that to happen. Regardless of what your powers that want to be want to try and do. So we have what is termed as a cloaked vessel over the country of Iran. And we also have one over the area of Israel. Also cloaked. So if they were to attempt a nuclear exchange, it would not find its way. It would be absorbed into the belly of our ships.
Hey, Zora,
we will not and cannot and will not allow it.
a quick question regarding that, Zora.
Go ahead.
All right. So you're not going to allow nuclear intervention. However,
no.
I think from what Zoraya had was and what she had been saying as well earlier, is that these both sides, actually, especially Iran, they had sent out these drones that also carry bioweapons, which is not, you know, we're not talking missiles, you know, firing missiles to explode areas, but we're talking drones that that contain bioweapons. Are the Galactics doing anything regarding that part of it?
Yes, they were absorbed.
They were absorbed. Oh, wonderful. Are there any more bioweapons out there that maybe we're not familiar with or know about?
They will be absorbed, too, if they try and fire them.
Okay, so does everyone, the key players in our world, they all have bioweapons, drones?
Well, understand the countries that have that ability, bioweapons, are United States, China, Russia, Iran, Germany, all of them have it, but they're using common sense, knowing they don't want to shoot it or fire it. Because not only would it cause problems on the Earth by making people sick, it would also do much damage to the surface world also.
We're not just talking about the people. We're talking
about
also
plants
our soil.
And animals.
Exactly.
Plants and animals, too.
Right. So you are vacuuming all of those as we speak?
Of course we are.
Thank you.
Understand, Terra Crista is slated for ascension in its entirety, meaning that all of you are on the path to path of ascension. So we don't want anything to hinder you in your ascension. That goes for nuclear missiles. That goes for bioweapons. That goes for sicknesses, illnesses, whatever. You are slated for ascension, and nothing is going to stand in that way.
Thank you. So since we're talking about our ascension process, before I go on that particular topic, maybe we should now talk a little bit about the political and financial problems that we have. But maybe before that, remember that this whole scenario has really been for too long, too many years, is that it was all about depopulation coming from, you know, the elitists, the globalists, the people that actually wanted to be able to be in control totally of humanity and the world. So where are we with that? Where are they at present now? And the minions?
Understand you have what is called those powers that want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Are using different tactics to control you. And when the population gets tired of that, and begins to take back their authority, then the governments will be powerless to stop it.
In your crystal ball, near future, Zora, where do you see that coming to fruition? When do you see that really moving forward so we can see some reality coming into this, into the masses.
In the very near future.
That's what I said. I said, when in the near future, right? All right. Well, we're past 2023. We are now in 2024.
I will not give you dates.
All right. Okay. We just know that it's on its way, right? All right. So
Indeed. Politically,
yeah, give us your point of view in terms of the politics with Trump and Biden. I heard that the Republic, the New Republic, was really ready to come forward, and they're waiting for something. They're probably waiting for the RV or something. Or how? Yeah, tell us a little bit more about the politics, if you will, and financial situation, if you will. Thank you.
Financial. Well,
We find that the cost of everything has gone up. We also heard that there's an avian flu that's coming out that's also going to kill the chickens and the cattle, et cetera. And so everything that they eat will be in their meat. And so for people that eat meat or chicken or whatever, they will then ingest this new virus that's going to be coming out. And I think that's already in process. So do you know anything about that part? Zora?
Yes.
So, can you give us some feedback on that? Some sort of a bird virus that's out now.
I would not worry about it.
You're not going to worry about that. Not... Well, even if the chickens and the cattle already are consuming it, we won't have to worry, really?
No. Well, my advice to you is don't eat meat anyway.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that, right. But
there again, for those of you who do eat meat, I suggest that you partake of ostrich or bison.
Okay.
Leave all of the other alone.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people, we're talking
that
about the masses that don't, well, but the masses are the ones that are going to be consuming that anyways, and they're not even awake. So now we're still looking at depopulation. How is that all going to be removed? When is all of this bad, negative energy going to be removed? This 3D, 4D energy of corruption and takeover, when will that be removed? I mean, we need to, it looks like it's continuing, the battle is continuing, Zora. And the people that are the farmers of all of this, many of them don't even know what's coming next. Right?
Indeed.
Right. So maybe we'll do some healing on that part. All right. Well, then we'll just let that one go for now. Just be careful, anyone and everyone. And the reason why we always talk about health and wellness is to keep ourselves healthy as much as possible and keep ourselves, you know, to eat and to drink, all the things that are necessary to keep us in our best health possible. So just an FYI for people. Okay. So politically, tell us what's happening with Biden and Trump, Zora, please. Where do you see things fall into play, you know, with Trump finally coming on board? I know this is not your favorite part of the show because it's all about this 3D stuff, but it's also a good idea for us to kind of know kind of where things are.
Trump and Biden. Well, that is one that is still going back and forth, back and forth. Ugh. The bickering back and forth. Biden is losing his common sense, is losing his faculties. He is a very unhealthy being, and he is soon to ascend.
So you think he's not going to resign, he's going to ascend instead? And this is, of course, as a clone already.
Well, whether he's a clone
an actor,
he is going
exactly
to die. When you term ascend, in your terms, he is going to perish. But he's not simply leaving the surface of the earth.
So is that going to happen before Trump comes in to play?
It could.
Okay, that's a possibility. So you see that more so than resigning, his leaving or being impeached as an option? Zora?
What?
Is that going to be an option that he could still be impeached or he can resign if pushed? And of course, the powers that want to be are certainly doing all of their very hardest to be able to prevent this transition. If they don't transition, Zora, how are we going to have the RV?
You're having the RV regardless.
We're going to have the RV either way.
Either way, you're going to have it. Because
okay,
it must occur.
Well,
you must have a global currency reset.
So with all of the turmoil that's happening right now, when do you see, and I will tell you what Shelton already said.
I know what he said. He's
and
wrong.
How do you feel about Well, I know that has been, you know, we have discussed this over and over again, Zora. Regarding, you know, when the RV was going to come. It was going to be the end of April, which is just, this is like the last week or so. I don't know where do you think this may happen? Okay, so just to let everybody know, and then we can continue our conversation. last conversation with Shelton that he had, and this was on Friday, everybody, he again mentioned that they do not see that the RV will fully occur for us in Tier 4D probably until July. Now, that's okay. Just calm down, because there are so many facets to this Gasara, Nasara, the currency platform for around the world with all of the different countries coming into play and what they have to do to make sure and everybody is checked and balanced. And we're talking over 200 countries, right, just for Gasara. And then, of course, you have all of the situations coming in here in the United States that are having a big play on it as well. And a lot of it, of course, is the political part of it. So that's what Shelton is saying, Zora. Won't happen until for Tier 4B until July.
Indeed.
And?
I would say that it's going to happen before that.
Okay. Well, we're looking almost at May already, Zora. And June. And when he said July, that just basically threw me off my... I was pretty much in shock when he first talked about that. But, and it's...
do not manifest that.
Again, do not the max. Yeah, I'm just... We're trying not to, but again, a lot of it has to do with what is really happening in the world. And why it's taking so long, because we're putting all these puzzles together and everything is weighing on each other in order for it to finally come about. So, and then, of course, there's disclosure. So disclosure kind of is, again, another key element to this whole process of ascension, and that is supposed to come simultaneously with the RV. So is the galactic still moving along, and maybe galactic disclosure could come before the RV? Zora?
Well, everything is moving along according to divine plan.
Please share more what you see, Zora, just so we have a better understanding, so that we are better prepared, so that we can feel some positive feelings about how it's moving forward according to Source. I guess why the wait is the bigger question.
Why the wait?
Mm-hmm.
It's all what you term as the political aspect of it.
And what part of the political aspect are we looking at, Sarah?
You have those that want it to occur immediately. You have those who don't want it to occur at all. And then you have those that are on the fence, so to speak.
On the fence? Really? We still have people on the fence? It's either they're on one side or they're on another. How could there be people on the fence?
That's figure of speech.
Okay.
But there are those that, because of their lifestyle, they don't want to relinquish that lifestyle.
I thought they were all taken out already, Zora.
There's still some stragglers that are still around.
Who are the stragglers, if you will? The stragglers are. Could you define who the stragglers
what
are?
Not at this time, no.
And so, who is keeping it from going forward when you say that it's the people that continue that want to be in control? Where are they coming from?
Some are coming from what you call some are coming from the brick side, some are coming from the four families that are have been in control all this time.
You mean the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers? Still?
Yeah, indeed. But that is also coming to an end because they know that their time is limited.
So they're still at play.
Yes.
Wow. So tell us, I hate to say this, Laura, but it's rather disheartening after all this time already.
I know.
I hate to get my emotions all caught up in this, but I hate to say that it's not fair, but I think it's really time to...
Do not let it drag you down.
Okay. So what are we going to look forward to? Okay, so what are we going to look forward to, Zora? All I know is that I know that they're working on the Nasara Gasara part of it. Because that already is coming out. And so whether or not we have the RV a little bit later, a month or two or so.
That will hasten the RV.
The Nasara Gasara?
Indeed.
Well, I think part of it is Death Jubilee. And we know some of that already.
You don't believe.
I'm sorry. We know. Oh, yeah, we know it's already coming out because some people already have received some of the funds from Nasara to pay for tuition, to pay for mortgages as well. But, boy, when they say it's a slow rollout and you say it's going to be a trickle-down effect, it's a super trickle. It's a super small trickle.
That's why I always tell you to continue to do your meditation and your due diligence of doing so. Because the more of you get together and do the meditation, the quicker you're going to bring it forth.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that's really a primary, Zora, is in regards to raising our frequencies.
I think what you need to do is what you have, what is called one entity who is doing what is called a daily meditation.
I'm sorry, what kind of meditation?
A daily meditation.
A daily meditation.
You already have an individual doing that. Daily meditation. One known as Jared. But of course, again, it's all about his project that he's trying to bring forth. Anyway, but you want to bring forth the RV. You don't want to bring forth anything else. And that's the proper thing to do.
Well, we could always do a daily, well, we don't do daily meditations, no. Oh, my gosh, everybody. Hey, listen, everybody. I can't believe that it's already, the 2 hours is up. Again, as I always have said, and Zora always says.
Hour and a half is up already?
Yeah. So for everyone that's listening to this call, I kind of wanted it to be really succinct and just to the point. I just take a look at the newsletters that we have for all information regarding some of the new products, like True High, which is all about water, and then, of course, Jeff Ackerman's beautiful, wonderful formula for anti-aging, age reversal, and super immunity, which we all need. But anyways, take a look at all of those. I look forward to having another call probably in a couple of weeks, if not sooner. But anyways, much love to you. Zora, let's do our 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have 30 seconds.
But I want to do what is time. Those of you who wish to send what is called a love gift, you may send it to what you call PayPal, or if you prefer, you can go to Zelle from your bank.
Okay.
Just
all right, Zora, 5 seconds. Five, four, three, two, one,
receive.
And we are done.
Indeed.